Drawing for Dog People on this moment of Indiana history. Born in 1915, Bill Peet spent most of his hardscrabble childhood drawing in the margins of his textbooks, failing everything but art and P.E. Peet's artistic talents launched him from his native Grandview in southwestern Indiana to the Heron Art Institute in Indianapolis, where he studied 3 years on scholarship. Without much luck selling paintings after leaving Heron, Peet struck out for Hollywood. He was hired as an in-betweener to fill in the interstitial cells between the main scenes for Walt Disney Studios' production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the studio's first full-length animated feature released in 1937. The illustrator quickly rose through the ranks, from sketch artist to Disney's chief storyman. Ironically unsuited for the teamwork involved in film animation, the highly independent artist was the only storyman in Disney's history to have created all of the storyboards for a feature film, not only for The Sword and the Stone, but 101 Dalmatians as well. Frequently clashing with his boss during his 27 years at Disney, Bill Peet left in 1964 to pursue a career as a children's book author. He is considered by some to be part of a triumvirate that includes Maurice Sendak and Dr. Seuss. Peet's autobiography received the Caldecott Honor in 1990. The artist passed away in 2002. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.